This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What do you do when you can't control your own actions? It's one thing to be like, oh, I can't control it. I really want to eat that piece of chocolate. And then there's the, I can't control it. I really want to eat my cat. Big difference there. One would probably be signs of a possession or some sort of disorder that I am unaware what that title would be. The other would just be kind of impulsivity. When you have the latter, or the one where you're going to eat your cat or do other horrible things that you do not feel you have physical control over, that's a real scary prospect. That's where we start talking about things like possession, oppression, and things of that nature. Oftentimes seen in the movies. But how often does it happen in real life? And how often is it identified as truly what it is? Something else that's taken over a person. That's what we're going to talk about today in our next story. Take a listen. My name is Nate. The story I'm about to tell you is based on a childhood home I grew up in and encounters I had with it in Indiana. I've never shared this story before and have discussed writing a book on the incidents due to how unreal it all seems to most people when I tell the story. Because, well, it's true. I'll start off by saying that the town I was growing up in Indiana was a good one. The house that I'll be speaking of is located on a drive near what used to be an old mall. I moved into the house with my father when I was around 10 years old. The house at the time seemed to be a nice place to live. Made a friend, Alex, in the house behind us, and the neighbors were friendly and often stopped by to talk to us and just shoot the breeze, if you will. Only neighbors we never talked to were the ones to the right of us, if you're facing the street. Anyway, it was a cozy little home with a downstairs, three bedrooms upstairs. I had the one in the middle hallway, while my dad had the one to the right of me. It did not take long for me to live there when I started to notice weird things going on. At first, it was the noises. Of course, I would awake to the sound of footsteps in the kitchen or blinds being swept from side to side as if someone rushed by them quickly. I'd not say anything since my father would have never believed me, and it was not too bad at first. Then the noises grew louder and more sinister, as if they were trying to put fear into me. There would be the sounds of chains dragging along the kitchen floor, and mind you, we had no dog or pet at the time. There'd be laughter when I was watching TV behind me coming from the other rooms that I obviously knew was not my dad's. I told my dad, like the usual skeptic, he said it was nonsense and that I needed to stop. He often grew a little agitated with me from how often I came to him. I kind of dealt with it by hiding my head underneath my covers and trying to fall into a quick sleep. By this point, I'd sleep with my door open so that, if scared, I could run into my dad's room. At this time, I also dreaded going to bed. One night I laid awake in my bed, scared as usual because I heard noises in the hallway. I pushed myself up in bed to see someone peering into my room as if they had most of their body to one side, unseen, but as if they were creeping on me and watching me. I then saw two other faces doing the exact same thing, all to the same right side of the hallway, looking into my room. At this point, I knew I could not go through my doorway, and I was too scared to yell, so I hid under my blankets and prayed for them to leave me alone. I was under the covers until I fell asleep. Later that week, I had a dream that still no one ever believes when I tell them. I had a nightmare that I was lying in bed when suddenly my closet flew open. There, my toy chest lid blew off the top, and all my toys had scattered on the floor. All while this was happening, my bed and I were being moved and rotated to the right side of my room. The toys then proceeded to start moving towards me as if they were going to attack me. I then woke up breathing heavily but noticed that my bed had moved to the right corner of my room and that my toys had been scattered all over my floor face down. I cannot believe what was happening to me. I thought I was losing my mind. Already at such a young age, I did not say anything because I knew it was not going to do me any good. A few days later, I was taking a shower and it was getting near my bedtime. Now, the shower was all the way to the left of my room and right next to the last bedroom on the left. There was a curtain outside of the bathroom that, when opened, had the towels and wash rags inside. Also inside the shower, there was a small window to investigate the garage, which I thought was a little unusual. I was washing up, and all of a sudden the garage door opened, and the lights and radio came on. The radio was so loud that I could hear my dad jump up in the living room and run towards the garage. While running, I heard him say, "Nate, what are you doing in the garage?" I was scared at this point. He told me I was in the shower. So I'm run into the garage and look around to see if anyone was there. He then closed the garage and turned off the lights and radio. He proceeded to head back when it happened again. And this time the garage was slamming up and down, and the radio was going nuts, changing stations while the lights were flickering on and off. My dad did not know what to do and maybe was startled a bit, seeing how he had just gone out there to fix the problem. A little while later, my mother and two brothers moved in with us. My dad had agreed to help her and the boys out and welcome them in and was thankful that I had a family I could play with and keep me company. By then, I had my bed downstairs along with my dad's, and the boys and my mother had the rooms upstairs to themselves. It did not take long for these guys moving to piss off whatever it was in my house. One day, my brother Kyle and I were playing video games downstairs and we were sitting in my bed. We both had noticed that my bed was shaking and that the blinds dividing the exercise room from me and my father's part of the basement were moving as if someone passed through them into my room. We both sat still for a second when the drawers in the bottom of my bed had shot open. We both ran upstairs and had told my mom what happened. I came back down to find out all was calm. My drawers were closed and the blinds still. Now, my mother is a very spiritual person, and in no way did she ever not believe what any of us would tell her. We told her of times in going upstairs that our feet would be grabbed by some unseen force. We would sometimes be stripped of our shoes and chased upstairs. She had the same done to her, but told us to not be afraid and show no fear. She even believed me when I told her what happened next. I was sleeping downstairs when I awoke to the blinds swaying back and forth and the light flickering on and off in the exercise room. Something told me in my head to go through and see what was happening. I looked over and saw that my dad was asleep, and I did not want to wake him, so I proceeded quietly. As I walked through the blinds, the punching bag in the room was moving about like someone just got done laying a few heavy punches to it, and the light continued to flicker. Suddenly, I hear a loud gunshot, and then blood splattered against the wall in front of me. I felt as if I were going to have a heart attack and ran to jump in my father's bed. He awoke and asked what was wrong and told me to calm down and go to sleep. He did not hear the gunshot. I awoke to find nothing on the wall, no speck of blood, nothing. It all was different. I told my mom and she was terrified and agreed she felt something evil in the house. I'd later been sleeping upstairs in my mom's room with the boys and I was sleeping on the floor. Later, I had awoken yet again to something disturbing. I was laying down facing the door when I heard an extremely loud bang on the door as if someone were trying to kick it in. I looked back to see my mother and brothers wide awake, staring at the door and then myself. We heard multiple running footsteps in the hallway, and when I smoothly opened the door to see who the curtains were, they were waving back and forth like people were running up and down the hallway at a fast pace. No one was obviously there, and my father was at work. I began to talk to everyone in the room. Well, my brother Kyle had told me he had been up for a few hours before because he saw what looked like a man in our backyard pushing a lawnmower and mowing the grass, yet he stated he could see through this man. My mother had enough and started to investigate the house's history and asked the neighbors if they knew anything. The neighbors to our right, the only ones who would not talk to us, had been hiding something all along. She had told them what was going on, and they seemed not to be very surprised. They told her a woman was shot to death in the basement over a drug situation. This had explained maybe why they did not want to talk to us or have them come over, since maybe they did not want us to bring anything over from the house. We did not stay too much longer after hearing that story, but hearing that was not the reason we had left. My mother had reportedly been in somewhat of a trance or possessed at a point in time, not long after we had got the news of the murder. She told me she did not want to tell us because we were too young to understand. She had told me that while in the house alone, she felt an overpowering force come over her, and that she felt as if she were not in control of who she was and what she could and could not do. She said she was made for walking and sitting in the middle of the stairs leading to the downstairs. As she sat there, she said the basement filled with flames and figures. She said, had to be demons. They were crawling at her feet, telling her to come to hell. As this was happening, the upstairs was filled with an immense light, and a voice was telling her to decide whether to join heaven or hell. She said she cannot lift her head, and she cannot move, but rather sit with her head down. Then all at once it lifted, and she ran upstairs, panicking and threatened of her life. My mother had soon moved out with the boys, and I went with her. I do not know if the neighbors told us the truth about what really happened in that house, and I find it hard to believe that this is all that had happened due to the fact that it was so evil and wretched there. My father soon followed out of the house. I've never asked him what made him bring himself to leave as well, but I have a clue. Whether you believe the story is up to you, but it's no joke, and I have family that can support my accounts. Maybe one day I'll go back there and visit to see if anything is still around. But not alone. I hope you enjoy this story, but please believe when I say that I've been of utmost sincerity and honesty with you on this story. It's the truth and the full truth. There are such things as demons and ghosts out there, and I am living proof.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.